6 in the morning, you got a shoplifting story for us?
Okay. My stepsisters were notorious for shoplifting. When my dad married their mom, their quality of life kind of improved a lot.
Okay.
And they would go to Walmart, and they would steal hair bowls and diaries and all kinds of stuff.
Diaries?
And, yeah, like little pink princess diaries.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah,
I've got a dozen of them at back at the apartment.
Oh. There, yeah. You have one of those?
I have a complete dozen of them, just in case, you know.
Do they have the pink feathery stuff on it?
Yeah. So they would have all this crap in their room, and their mom thought that I was a really bad influence on them because we got caught sneaking out of the house one time.
Yeah.
But I would be like, look, lady, you didn't buy all this crap for your kids. Where are you going to get it from?
I'll so say it was so them crazy. Out.
And what was even worse was after they were shoplifting for a couple of years and they got really good at it, they got jobs there.
And then what? They just started stealing stuff?
Yes.
It was
so crazy.
Nice. Wow. Well, congrats. So do you feel like you're seasoned in shoplifting? Like you know your way around if you wanted to?
I've never shoplifted.
Wow.
I think I was maybe carrying something around Walmart one day and I accidentally walked out of the store with it.
Oh.
You know, and I had got in my car and pulled off, so I wasn't going to go back and pay for it. But it wasn't intentional. It was an accidental shoplift.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I had a thing of Coke or something on the bottom rack of the car.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, one of those type of deals. So, yeah.
Did you go back and pay for it?
No, I crapped my pants and got out of there as fast as I could in case the cops were coming.
So. Exactly.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Take care. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Talking shoplifting.
Yeah, man, I don't know if you consider this shoplifting, but it's close.
Okay.
One time a buddy of mine and I were at Taco Bell.
Yeah?
And his dad had ordered his food, right? And we're standing back waiting for this stuff to come. And they call our number, and we step up to grab our food. And some guy runs in the door, grabs our bag of food, and takes off.
Nice.
It freaked me out, I swear to God.
Man, it's like the Hamburglar except the Taco Burglar or something, man.
I've had a lot of crap stolen from me, but that's probably the most eccentric.
Wow, a Taco Bell theft.
Yeah, Taco Bell. I didn't even understand.
So
they gave us our food for free.
I'd hope so.
Like, made us more food, but still. What guy's going to steal food from Taco Bell? That doesn't even...
Yeah, did they have some kind of idea that maybe this was a guy they recognized or anything like that, or...
I don't know. The lady at the counter was just as shocked as we were.
What did you have? What got stolen?
I had two chalupas. It was like two chalupas and like 25 hard tacos.
Oh, yeah, that's worth stealing.
Yeah, the dude was just like, yoink, and he left.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow, congratulations, man. That's a pretty good theft story there.
That is good.
Thanks.
Did he get away with any fire sauce or anything, do you know? Was there any of that in the bag yet or not?
No. He just got the tacos, man.
Oh, so he didn't even have any condiments for him. So at least he had to suffer through that, you know?
Yeah, at least his tacos were dry.